MOOSEJAWTODAY. Com, the Moose Jaw Miller Express seem to have themselves a Medicine Hat Mavericks problem as of late. For the third straight game and fourth time in as many meetings, the Express fell to the Mavericks in Western Canadian Baseball League action on Wednesday night, dropping a 15-7 decision at Ross Wells Park. The three-game skid sees Moose Jaw fall to 10-11, dropping below .500 for the first time this season and now sitting five games back of the first-place Regina Red Sox in the East Division. Medicine Hat did the majority of their damage in the fourth inning, sending 12 batters to the plate and scoring 8 runs to take a 9-1 lead. They'd tack on a further 5 runs in the 8th to go up 14-3, and while Moose Jaw was able to claw back 4 runs in the 9th, they'd get no closer. Bo Jacob Garza got the start for the Express and was solid through 3 innings, giving up a run on 3 hits and seeing the game tied 1-1 at that point. That all changed in the fourth, though, as the Mavericks scored their 8 runs on 7 hits, including a 3-run home run off the bat of Jordan Phillips. Drew Sorrentino tossed the next 2 2/3 and was lights out, striking out a pair, before giving way to Garrett Houston, who allowed 5 runs on 6 hits the next 2 innings. Julian Gonzalez finished things off, allowing a run in the 9th. Medicine Hat starter Chris Schaefer held Moose Jaw to a single run on 5 hits over 5 innings, Lane McEachern allowed a single run over the next 2 innings and Ryan Dexter surrendered 5 runs over the final 2 frames. Darren Hagan led the Miller Express offense with a 2-for-5 night that included a home run and 2 runs batted in, while Nate Mensick and Declan O'Hare were both 2-for-5 with a double and 2 RBI. Brady Beane paced the Mavericks' offense by going 4-for-5 with 3 runs scored. Phillips and Jaden Babiak each had 3 RBI. The two teams are right back at it on Thursday night, with first pitch at 7:05 p.m. at Ross Wells Park.